Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 15th. Happy Saturday! We're in the book of Hosea again today. Yesterday, Joel read from Hosea chapter 1 and chapter 3, and today we'll read Hosea 11, verses 1 through 9. Hosea is this powerful and beautiful picture of God's redemptive love for us. He sends Hosea to marry Gomer, who is a prostitute, an adulteress, and he woos her back. He pays her bride price. He decides that he is going to set his love on her, and that's what God does for us. Then we'll turn over to Matthew chapter 22. We are approaching the cross, and in Matthew 22, the religious leaders again challenge Jesus, and he silences them. And then we'll go over to the Proverbs and read Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 1. Hosea 11, verses 1 through 9. The title in my Bible says, God yearns over his people. When Israel was a youth, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more they called them, the more they went from them. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet it is I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of a man, with bonds of love, and I became to them as one who lifts the yoke from their jaws. And I bent down and fed them. They will not return to the land of Egypt, but Assyria, he will be their king, because they refuse to return to me. The sword will whirl against their cities and will demolish their gate bars and consume them because of their counsels. So my people are bent on turning from me, though they call them to the one on high. None at all exalts him. How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I surrender you, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart is turned over within me. All my compassions are kindled. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again. For I am God and not man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. Before we move on, let's just reflect a little bit on this passage. First, God is talking about Israel as though Israel was a little child, a son that God taught to walk and he fed. And then God discusses Israel's rebellion and how because they rebelled against God and refused to return to him, the sword came against them, that they were conquered. And then there's almost like this struggle in verses 8 and 9 in God's heart about the fact that they will be punished, but they will not be fully destroyed. I think this is a foreshadowing of the fact that God is going to send Jesus, who makes a way for us people who continually get it wrong. And Jesus is going to be the one who is called out of Egypt, as it says in verse 1, who will get it right, that will not return back into the slavery of sin, but will walk in freedom. And because of his walk in freedom, we too can have that same freedom. And now the gospel reading, Matthew 22, 23 through 33. On that day, some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and questioned him, asking, Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother as next of kin shall marry his wife and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers with us, and the first married and died, and having no children, left his wife to his brother. So also the second and the third, down to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife of the seven will she be? For they all had married her. But Jesus answered and said to them, "You are mistaken, not understanding the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But regarding the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the living." When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. As I've said often, the Sadducees were sad, you see, because they did not believe in the resurrection. So why in the world would they come to Jesus with a question about the resurrection? Well, they were trying to trick him, and Jesus will not be tricked. Rather, he explains that there is no marriage in the resurrection that will be more like the angels in heaven, and that there is a resurrection. Look at verse 32. And it's this beautiful picture that God is not the God just of the present, but he's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and that they are not dead, but they are alive in Christ, and they are with him even now. Our tidbit of wisdom from the Proverbs today is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Let's do our memory verse just one more time. Matthew, remember it's the same number twice, 4:4. Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this Saturday and ask, Lord, for rest in it, renewal in your spirit. Help us to be a people who speak gently to one another and convict us, Lord, if anything harsh comes out of our mouths. Help us to recognize, and would that be the first step toward change in our lives? We thank you, Lord, that though you do bring consequences of sin on us in our lives, you relent. Thank you for sending Jesus, who paid the price, paid the penalty for our sins, so that we could stand in righteousness in your kingdom. Bless and keep my brothers and sisters, whatever they face today. We pray for your healing touch on those among us who need restoration and complete healing. We ask, Lord, for your watch care in our services tomorrow. And we pray that your kingdom would come and your will would be done, and that we would be willing and joyful servants. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.